is, you know, medium range or so for this product, and isn't even the lowest range. And then a lot of customers already have rental and roadside added within the AGN space, so we're just adding trip interruption here for a couple dollars a month or so, and the average cost of trip interruption over the course of a year is actually about $10. So you add those up, and then you don't have to pay a deductible for key fob replacement, and then you pay your $100 deductible for camera, and then your $100 deductible for your AC compressor. And you add all that up, that comes to almost $1,800, and you can see the savings between the $4,700 out of pocket versus the $1,800 out of pocket over 7 years with vehicle protection. We just wanted to illustrate just the actual benefit that there can be to a customer out of pocket. So what should a customer expect from the claims experience? So altogether, it's actually very similar to what the normal claims experience is for Progressive. There's actually a specific number, though, that's on the back of the insurance card, or they can contact claim servicing, and they'll forward them to the right person. They can file through the online servicing portal as well. You can monitor your claim in Progressive, or there's actually a third-party administrator-owned claim portal where they can also monitor their claim. And they'd obviously find out about that information when they submit that claim. From a repair shop perspective, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but that repair shop, it can be their preferred repair facility. They don't have to go back to the dealership for this. So that's one of the great things. They do have to be a certified licensed for a repair facility, but a lot of repair facilities in people's local neighborhoods are. The insured or the repair facility needs to contact the third-party administrator for verification of coverage and authorization, but those instructions are given when they submit a claim. And then they get the alternative transportation. They can rent a car, benefit of $50 a day, not to exceed 7 days available during repairs. One of the things we want to make clear is what a minor dent and ding is. There's a lot of people who ask questions around this, but yeah, this is designed to cover dents or dings repairable by the paintless dent repair process. So these do not exceed 3 3/8 inches by 2 1/8 inches. The most common example is your car getting dinged by another's car door when you're hit by a shopping cart when your car is in a parking lot. So there are some excluded examples we wanted to mention: damage caused by collision, vandalism, hail, or other weather-related hazards are all excluded, and there are other rules and exclusions outlined in the coverage endorsement as a whole. We wanted to make clear what that minor dent and ding is and what a common example of it is. And then last, I wanted to hit on just how do you add it, and I think this is an important point. We catalog exactly the number of clicks. It takes 6 clicks to add, depending on whether you've got rental and roadside, if you're transferring over from one of the vendor quoting platforms, you might already have rental and roadside added. But what you need to do is first you need to add rental, so that's 2 clicks there, then add roadside with trip interruption, and that's going to be 2 clicks there to add trip interruption, and then you have to click vehicle protection. So sometimes you might see that vehicle protection is grayed out almost 100% of the time. It's that you don't have rental with, or you don't have roadside with trip interruption added. It could be a vehicle eligibility issue where your vehicle age is actually over age 2, but usually what happens is that somebody hasn't selected trip interruption yet. So as you're doing that, if you have issues with it, please feel free to forward those issues on. Want to make sure we make sure people know exactly how to quote and add the product as a whole. There's a lot more information also, as well as a one-pager that's available via the quoting platform. You see that link at the bottom. It takes you to a site that shows you a lot more details around Progressive Vehicle Protection as a whole. We think it's a great product for customers. We've gotten really good feedback from other states so far, and we're excited to see what Michigan does with it. So with that, I'll hand it back over. I know we've got a number of other products to walk through today.
Thanks, Patrick. So